This is a Poets and Writers Page One author reading. To hear more, visit us at pw.org/multimedia or at soundcloud.com/poetsandwriters.
Diary entry number 28, Ars Poetica. I start where I am most afraid. An addiction to beauty is a place to keep a loss. My father liked to sing love songs, his lips elongating each vowel, his tongue breaking the center of everything, and he so tender to the sound it birthed. I'm listening to jazz in the park again, crying in rooms that don't belong to me. It's true. The wrong music can be damaging, and every photograph is an elegy. I practice posing in bathroom stalls to feel effortless. All flowers want to be looked at, and chasing the moon is a chronic condition. How can I translate where my finger lands into language? In conversation, I drop a little French like a baby out the window. On TV, anyone can be dead and look like art. A long life is avant-garde. I place mine on the open shelf, on the edge. We never stop talking about our mothers. We never stop talking about our mothers. Renee and I, hers in the urn by her desk, and mine, alive in an apartment 40 minutes from here, probably watching a telenovela, frying plantains, texting me goodnight. Renee's mother isn't really in the urn. She's in the blue wall, the beach landscape painting, the dog barking at the unexpected, the jangle of silver bracelets. We are all carrying our mothers, and we are all better daughters with the dead. She tells me I am wise, and all I can think about are the moments of my unwiseness, driving and sipping margaritas from a water bottle, the bruise on my arm, and taking him back. Her husband is away at the family cabin, and she is glad for the space. My husband doesn't exist, and I am sad for the space I make my home in. I buy sunflowers and goat cheese, throw a dinner party for the ghosts. I don't know Renee's mother's name to send a proper invitation. I don't know the names of the women in my family past my great-grandmother. How will I call upon them when it's time? Will I call them Mary or Venus or Yemaya? I've yet to burn the Palo Santo, the sage. I want to leave behind a legacy of light. I want to leave someone better.